All right, we discussed last week. I want to finish off last week's discussion. We discussed last week a tshuva in the Maharit. The Maharit has a tshuva where a woman gave a matana to her father. A woman who had her possessions in her father's house, and the woman was dying. She wasn't a shechid merah, so she needed to give it over with a kinyan. And she said, okay, whatever I have, I'm giving as a gift to my father. I'm giving as a gift to my father. And then she died. So the question is, how is the father kinda? How was the father kinda the item? He has to make a kinyan. So the Marit said, well, very simple. He'll be kinda be kinyan chatzer. He'll be kinda because after all, it's in his possession. And once she says she's willing to give it over to him, he'll be kinda with the kinyan chatzer. And that's how he'll get the woman's possessions. So they asked the question on the Marit. There's nothing yet to look on the sheet. They asked the question on the Marit that we found a Rashbam in last week in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and the Rashbam says that whenever you give something to someone else to watch, and whenever a mafkid gives something over to a nifkad, so the nifkad automatically is maknet to the mafkid part, the place where the item is sitting. For example, I give tzvi, you weren't here last week, so I'm going to give you something to watch. So the Rashbam says that automatically you are makne to me, the place where it's sitting on belongs to me. That's what the Rashbam says. And therefore, somebody asked a question on this tshuva of the Marit, that if you say that any place where the pikadon is lying on doesn't belong to the nifkad, it doesn't belong to the person who's watching it. Rather, it belongs to the person who gave him the item to watch, because the nifkad is makne back to the mafkid, the place where the pikadon is lying on. So he asked the question, if that's the case, then how is this father koine b'kinyan chatzer? After all, he cannot be koine b'kinyan chatzer, because the chatzer does not belong to him, it belongs to the daughter. It belongs to the one who gave the item to watch. And therefore, he cannot be koine with kinyan chatzer. That was the question which was asked on the Marit. And the Marit says it doesn't make sense. Last week we discussed the concept of Gita V'yadabayim Kachas. This week the Marit asked a different question. He said, wait a second. He says, that doesn't make sense, because this whole Rashbam does not make sense. He says, if you tell me that every time I give something over to somebody else to watch, then when he holds the item for me, then he's maknet to me, the place, the chatzah, the place where the item is sitting, he's maknet that back to me. If that's what the Rashbam says, he says, how does it work, says the Marit? There's no kinyan made. What kinyan am I, the one who's giving the pikadon, what kinyan am I making on this chatzar that you can say that the chatzar belongs to me? I'm not making a kinyan. The halacha is the way to be koine a mokoim, karka, is either with kesef, shtar, chazaka. What kinyan is the mafkid? I'm giving you something. I'm telling you, you know what, Tzvi? I'm parking my car in your garage. I'm parking my car on your driveway for the next 2 weeks. Could you watch it for me? No problem. So I park my car in your driveway. Then halach is that the place underneath the driveway, according to Rashbam, belongs to me. Why? Because you're makin it to me. You say, hey, Rabbi, I want you to have that place because like this, your car will be resting in your place. And therefore, you're makin the chatzar underneath the car back to me. Ask the Marit, I'm not making a kinyan. What kinyan am I making over here so I should be kinyan your chatzar? That is the question which the Marit asks. And therefore, because of that, he does not hold of it, and he says there's no such thing. Yes?
Why can't the Marit say that maybe pshat is, you know, even though you're giving it to him as a pekadon, but maybe with the pekadon itself you can be kinyan the chatzar?
How?
You know, even though it can go back, but right now it's in your possession, that's how I'm being kinyan.
Yeah, I know, but how am I kinyan the chatzar? You're right. You're giving
your car.
But my car is the kinyan the chatzar?
Yeah, you know, it's the same way it can be with shtar or kesef. You know, I'm giving you a pekadon.
Oh, that's a big chiddush. If I put my yarmulke on this table, so I'm kind of the table with my putting my yarmulke on it, what kinyan is that?
I don't know.
Reverse agav.
Reverse
agav. It says, b'kinyan b'shtar v'chazaka. So we're going to discuss today a new type of kinyan, which is very, very relevant, has very many, many, many practical ramifications. And that's a kinyan that we're going to see today. So the Ksesh wants to say like this. There's a famous Rambam. Look at number 1 on the sheet. The Rambam says, we know the halacha is that you kinyan b'kesef v'shtar v'chazaka. So what's kesef we know, shtar we know, chazaka, you want to buy land, you make the kinyan on land, you either have to give money, you sign a document, or you make a chazaka. What's a chazaka? So it's noal godar uporat. You close the gate, You open a gate, or you do something to the land, you dig on the land, you do some action to the land itself. And that's the way you make a kinyan on the karka. So the Rambam says, number Tezvav, in Perak Al Vilchus Mechira, Hoysa karka tchiyach sela, she'ein bo loy gedav loy pirtso, ve'eino basriyo. If the land is a piece of rock that you cannot make a gedav, you can, don't make a fence around it. There's no fence there. You can't open a fence. You cannot dig anything. It's a hard piece of rock. So how you koine this land, this piece of rock? So you, of course, you can be koine with kesev, you can be koine with star, but what kind of kinyan do you make? Where's the kinyan chazoka? So the Rambam says, Harei chazoka shekoine oiso, shtichas peirois, oi hamodas behem oshom, ukiyotu bezeh mishara tashmish. Rambam says a big chiddush was really based on the Gemara, the question how you learn the Gemara. He says, by the fact that you are using this rock by putting your animal on top of the rock, or you put out some fruits to dry on top of this rock, usage of the rock, that is the kinyan chazaka. Understand what he says? Yeah. Using something is a kinyan chazaka. That is what Rambam says. 1 second. Comes along the rabbi and says, no such thing. He says, this concept of achilas peres, using something, that's in Bava Basra. That's halach of chazaka. What's halach of chazaka? Chazaka as a raya. In other words, if you don't want to keep your star, so you use something for 3 years, or you take out the peres from a piece of land for 3 seasons, and the guy asks, what are you doing? So what do you mean? It's mine. After all, I bought it. But my original kinyan cannot be done with chazaka, with a achilas peiros. My original kinyan have to make a physical maisa on the land. Nal gadol paratz. And therefore the Rambam says, achilas peiros, meaning using the land, is a chazaka. No, it's a chazaka as a proof that it's mine. I do this for 3 years, together with a tainer that I bought it. How did I buy it? Because I paid money for it. Then it works as a chazaka, as a raya. But to use something that should be a kinyan, no such thing, we never heard such a thing. Says the Magen Mishnah, 1 second. Second Magen Mishnah, disagree. The Rambam got his chiddush. He says like this. Why? He says, because what's the yisoid of Noal Goda Uporatz? What's the concept that you open a gate, or you break open something, or you close a gate, or you dig in a land? It shows not just bailus, it shows using the land. That is the concept. He says the concept of chazaka is you're using the land. And therefore, if you use the land in another way that's usage of the land, that's of course included in the concept of chazaka, and therefore the Magen Mishnah. Look over here. V'zeu sh'omar Rav Lamailo, the second underlying things. Gabinoal, share ze nishtamish boy shimush hamoyul. In other words, when you close up a gate, then you are using it. Vimkein kol shekein lachilas peiros, oy kolad vorim shebailim nehenin derech hanos kakum mishtamshin derech shimush. He says, if you're not having any hanos from it, you want to make a kinyan without having any benefit from it, so then you have to give star, you have to give kesef, or you have to open a gate, close a gate, you're not getting anything from it. Opening and closing a gate, you're not gaining anything from it. But if you're having hanah from the land, ein lecha chazaka gadol mizu, that is the kinyan chazaka. So Rambam comes with a big, massive chiddush that if you make a kinyan achilas peiros, usage of the land, that is bailus, that is ownership on the land, and you'll be kind of the land. Of course, it depends on what I make up with you. If I tell you, Menachem, I want you to buy the land from me, and then you said, no problem, I'm going to take the land, it's going to be yours, and then you go and you make a kinyan chazaka, not by opening and closing something, but by having usage from it, then that will be a kinyan. The kinyan is whatever we made up, and therefore you'll own it forever and ever. However, if the Ksais wants to say, however, in our case, where I tell you, the Rashbam's case, what's pshat in the Rashbam that says, back to our question, the Rashbam has a question, the Rashbam says that whenever I give you something to watch, then you own the land underneath it for the time period. How does that work? Says the Ksais, based on this Rambam, makes a lot of sense. Why? Because since you are using my space in order to put your thing there, so you will own it, you will own it, not forever, because we didn't make it up forever. I only made up you're going to watch it for 30 days. So for those 30 days, you will own that land underneath it. Why? Because you are using that piece of property in order to store your items. Therefore, by using something, that will be the kingdom. The kingdom will be for the amount of time that we made up. If it's forever, it's forever. If it's for 30 days, it's for 30 days. But you are zeiche in the king, in the karka. How? By making kinyan. What type of kinyan do you make? By literally putting your thing down there, then you are using the other person's property, then you are koneh the other person's property for those 30 days. And that is the way the Ksois learns pshat in the Rashbam. Yes?
I understand how it works by the karka, because you have a koneh, and you have a machneh and a koneh. So there's a das of the machneh who wants to sell this to you, and the das of the koneh who wants to buy it. So you put the payers, then it works.
Right.
But when you put your car in my property, who says I want to?
Oh, no. Only, of course, if you agree. Even the Rashbam says only if the nifkad, the one who is watching it, is makne to the mafkid.
If I just say you go put the car here, that doesn't.
No, that's what it means. Since you agree not to put the car, that's nothing. If you say I'm going to watch your car, so part of that concept I'm going to watch your car means okay, wherever I place your item, you will be zoiche in that piece of land underneath it in order to.
That's a
big chiddush. I know it's a big chiddush. Halach l'maisa. One second. According to the Ksais halach l'maisa, and he asked it as a question to us, it comes out that if something falls in that right. In that thing, then you will be koneh mekin yachatzah. Because it belongs to you.
Who? The
mafkid. The mafkid, exactly. Exactly. That's what Ksais learns. All arguing Ksais, on this part at least, and this understanding. The way you understand like this is the Rambam. Even the Ravid argues on the Rambam. But it's a new kinyan that you can be kind of something by usage. Hishtamshus will give you a kinyan. Where? By a mafkid and by a nifkid. That's one concept. We're going to expand it further, not just by mafkid, by nifkid, but by schirus. Whenever I rent something, what does it mean I rent somebody's place? How does it work? When is the kinyan chal? When I use something? All these very important concepts. When I put my ladder against the side of your house, and then you're not moicha. So the halacha is, I'm koneh that place. And then even if the ladder falls down, I own that place. I can put a new ladder there. Where's the kinyan? All this we're going to explain. But that's first the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say it's a regular kinyan, and you own it for that time period. Yes?
First, Mati has a question.
Yes, Mati.
The person who owns the original item, does he have to do anything to make sure the other person is koneh something? In other words, in the case of...
Wait, who's not koneh anything?
No, I'm sorry. For the other person, let's take the Maritz case. The lady over there is giving something over. She's not physically doing anything except for saying it. Now the other person is taking something, and just by starting up the car and driving the car away.
No, without even doing that.
But even if that's the case, that person, if the other person is doing something, the second person, the one whose property it's in, is doing that to any Kenyan. That means there's automatically some sort of.
Well, what happens again? I'm not following you.
What I don't understand is the original owner. Does the original owner have to do something?
The original owner of the mafkid or the nifkid, the one who, the case of the woman and the father.
The woman.
Does
she have to physically do
something? He brings up a good point. The Baruch Tam Taka says, and he's right, that this halacha would only work is if the original owner actually places it in the other person's rishus. Because if you're placing it in the rishus, then you are mishtamesh in the place.
Then he can just drive the car, it's fine.
No,
but
he's
using it.
No, yeah, okay, yeah. I'm using it. I'm not driving the car. The car I know is mine. I'm owning that place. If I put my car in your driveway, so now I went and I placed my car in your driveway, I own that driveway for the length of the Pekodin. But I have to go and put my car in your driveway. If you go put the car in the driveway, according to Mark Tam, it's not good enough. Because the concept is, I'm using it. I have to go and use it. That's your question? That's exactly the point.
So in Marie's case, the stuff has been sitting there for 5 years.
The Baruch Tam, the Baruch Tam said, well, it's only if she went and put it there. That's the Baruch Tam adds on. Yeah, whenever it was. Pikadin. What difference does it make when it is?
Well, anybody just takes something.
Yeah, of course not. Of course he can't go. Of course, that's his question that you have to agree. But also, I have to go and put it there. If I don't put it there, then there's nothing is done. That's clear in the Marit. Yes. In the Ksus, yes.
The woman, the person who is the shomer is a woman, right? And you go ahead and you put your car in my property. This is a very interesting concept. So if her husband tosses her again and it lands over there, she's not kind of.
Right. That's a separate question. We're going to see that's Machlokes Ksais and Nesivos. That's exactly the Machlokes we're going to get to now. Exactly. In other words, how much do you own it? Do you own it just to put your stuff there? Or do you own it that you can actually do other things with it also? According to the Rambam, clear, you own it. Kenyan,
right,
he says.
That get would not be a good get then.
Absolutely. According to Rambam, clearly not.
Right.
The Ravid argues in the Rambam, and yes, it's me.
I just want to clarify. The Rambam Sfar would only work, you would agree, by karka, correct?
Or?
Like if it was metatlon like a table.
No, of course not.
It wouldn't work.
The Rambam says, by the way, this is the kinyan chazaka.
So the case of
metatlon is not kind of a chazaka.
So in a case of pikadon, if I take my item and I put it in your car or on your table or...
Yeah, but the table is underneath the chatzar, my chatzar. So you kind of the chatzar.
I mean, that's not on your property.
Yeah,
then
you're right.
That should be a distinction.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The Rambam disagrees with it. So since Rava disagrees with it, obviously, what's another Dixais is not going to follow the Rambam against the Rava. So what is Pshat in the Rashbam? If you go with the Rashbam, goes like the Rambam is one thing. But the Halacha is not like the Rambam. The Halacha seems to be like the Rava. They all argue on the Rambam. So therefore, Halacha L'maaseh, how does the Ksai say, and I disagree with the Marit, and I say the Rashbam is right, then whenever you give a Pikadon, then the place underneath it belongs to the Baal, to the Mafkit, based on what? If we don't follow with the Rambam, we go with the Rava. So go a little bit off on a tangent. Comes along the Nesivus. And the Sivus has an important question. He has Claire Zeshaili, he discusses the question. He says, when I rent something from somebody else. So from what point is the rental chal? From what point do we say the rental starts that nobody can retract? Now, what kinyan do you make on renting something? So it depends. Of course, if you're renting metaltalin, so we make a meshicha. Once you make the meshicha, you take something into your possession, that's when you rent it. That's clear. But how about if you rent karka? You rent land. So, you're right. If you write a shtar, bekesev shtar v'chazaka, there's no problem. If you give money, usually don't pay money till the end. Ein schilus mishtalemes el lebezoif. So then again, there's no question. You go rent a car, you take the thing into your possession. You rent land from the time you give the money, from the time you sign the document, no problem. How about if you rent land and... So again, if you rent a house, so from the time you move into the house, presumably, since Schirus is nikna, the kesev is tar v'chazaka, once you go into the house, then you close the door, that's the beginning of the rental period. Nobody can retract anymore. Or for example, by Mechirus Chametz, so one of the things they do is that they rent the room, the Rav rents out to the guy the room, and in his house, and with that he says, Agav, all the Chametz, wherever it is koina. So how is the guy making a kinyan on the rental, doesn't own the room, the rental of the room? So he goes into the room, and he's no galuparat. He opens and closes the door, that's the kinyan on the room itself. But how about something where there's no galuparat? For example, I'm renting a parking spot. I'm renting your parking spot for the next 30 days. So from what point on, I didn't pay for it yet, I didn't make a shtar, you said, okay, you want to go ahead? I'm renting out the parking spot. From what point on do I say, oh, I am kinyan the parking spot for rental purposes and nobody can retract? Where's the kinyan done on the parking spot? There's no star, there's no kesef, there's no chazaka. Where's the kinyan done? So the Machne Ephraim comes with the same svara, and the Machne Ephraim says, same svara, now we all know the svara, but the Rambam, exactly, but not saying the Rambam. Well, they're not saying the Rambam, they're saying, look in number 2, the second sheet, klala de milsel anias daiti, the le'inyan schirus oy shelas makoyim, when it comes to rental or borrowing of a place, kiven de eino elo schiyo le'peirois ha'makoyim, since rental of a place, I'm not owning the parking spot, I'm just using the parking spot for my car. So the extent of the ownership of the parking spot is only the peiros, whatever usage you have out of the parking spot. The hainu lishta mushebu k'derech tashmishoy. Therefore, since the whole usage is having the parking spot for the payers, for the usage, kach derech schiyosoy. So the way you are koine, the rental that you cannot retract, is by starting to use it. By using that parking spot, then you are koine. Ukin yeshayim b'moidim chomim l'rabbe lozo, b'shvir shakomim shekoine b'hiluch, given to l'hiluch b'lvad, hu dekazachi bei. If you have a path, or something, that Igmar says that if you start walking on a path and you agree that you can walk on my path, once you walk on that path, then you are kind of that path for walking purposes. Meaning, you have ishtamshes, the fact that you use something, that is considered a maisa kinyan. That is the chazakah. In other words, the Machne Ephraim says clear that when is the rental chal and you cannot retract, no kinyan, nothing is done, no handshake, no star, no chazak, nothing. Using it one time, then that is usage of the item, you cannot retract anymore. Yes. You're right. But that's it. Right, okay, very good. We stood before the Rambam. The Rambam says, there's a big difference, by the way, between the Rambam and this Svara, because the Rambam says you actually own it. Here he's not talking about ownership, that you can be kind of something underneath. He just says that what point is the tchal that the rental you cannot retract from. So the Machne Ephraim said like this. Okay, beautiful. The Marit disagrees. The Marit himself disagrees and says, no, I'll prove to you from a Gemara, he brings 3 Gemaras, but I'll prove to you from a Gemara that no, that if you want to rent something, what point could you now retract? You can only now retract if you made one of the kinyanim. Kesef shtar v'chazaka. Usage is not a kinyan. What's his raya? His raya is over here. Look in the Gemara and Gittin, daf ayin zayin amud beis. He has 3 rayas. One raya he has over here. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Ein Zayin Beis, Ha'u Shchid Merad Chasav Lagita LeRebisu BaHadepanya DeMale Shabosa. There was a Shchid Merad that wrote a get to his wife on Friday afternoon. V'lo Hispik LeMeisav Lo, and he didn't have a chance to give it a get. So LeMocha Talk of the Alma. The next day he was getting very sick. Asa Kamei DeRava. They went to Rava. Amalu Zilu Amrule Likna Naale La'u Duchte DeYosef BeGita B'Tezel Iu B'Techa B'Tipchas B'Techzik Bo. In other words, this woman has to be kinder the get. And she can't be kind of the get because he's too sick, he can't give it to her. But wait a second, it's in his property, so if he lends her the property, or he rents to her, he gives her the property, doesn't own the property, but he says, okay, be zoiche in the property for this time being, in order to be zoiche the get, then there's no problem. So he doesn't want to give her the property, he wants to give her the get. But she'll only get the get if she's zoiche, and she has ownership on the property for a short time being. So the Gemara says, what does she have to do? He has to say, go ahead, be zoiche my property, and she should go, and she should do something to the property to make a kinyan. That not like it says, no godol poat kol shuru, ha'reizu chazakir. So you have to make a kinyan on the actual karka. So the Marit says, wait a second, over here, all she has to be zoiche is in the get, correct? She has to be zoiche in the get. She has to be zoiche in the karka, and nevertheless, even though it's only usage of the land, the only way to be koinit is by making a null gadol aparat. She says, usage alone is not good enough. You actually have to actually go and make a kinyan null gadol aparat on the land itself. And therefore he says that I disagree and I say usage of something is not enough of a kinyan. You have to actually make a kinyan chazaka null gadol aparat. That's one question he asks. Of course, anybody who thinks about it, there's no shaykhis. Why? Because what's the difference between this case and the regular case? Because here, what's the reason? But the difference is because the get is not hers yet. In other words, where do I say that using something is considered kinyan? If I take, like he said before, if I take my thing and I put it in your land, then I'm zeichet because that's kinyan on the land because I put my stuff in your property. Here the get's not hers yet, he wants to give her the get. So obviously, what? It's a backwards way through. In other words, yeah, it's not her get yet. It's not her get yet, so she's not going to be zeichet the karka even for rental purposes until the get belongs to her, and therefore it's not going to work. So therefore, the Nesivus says, of course, this raya is not a good raya. But he has another raya in Marit, which is from Gemara in Bava Basra Pehemud Beis. And Marit says like this. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says a separate shayla. Bo menei Rav Sheshet me Rav Huna. Kelev shelokeach b'shuz moichel kana lokeach aloi. Separate question. In other words, you alluded to this last week, Michael, a little bit, that if you have kelim of a lokeach b'shuz moicher, in other words, you have your basket in my rishus, and you want to be kind of something in your basket. That's in my rishus, but the item is going to go inside your basket. So the question is, kelim shel lokeach, if your item in my rishus, will that be kind of for you or not? So that's Sigmar's question. So Sigmar brings a raya from Amalei to Nisua from the case of Get. If you throw it into her bosom or inside her basket, then she's mugureshes, and where is she standing? She's standing in the husband's rishus. So clearly, how are you going to be mugarish the woman, divorce the woman, by throwing it into her basket? After all, it's in the husband's chatzar, it's in the husband's rishus, it should not be a kenyan. So Rigmar says, the reason why it works is because Amar Avido Meshmul, meaning it wasn't on the, resting on the ground, or it was attached to her, or mudach lo ben yakisel, and Rav Meshasha beidav ami oma kain shayibayla moicha klosos. Meaning, even though she's holding the basket on the ground, but the husband is makna to her that ground underneath the basket. He doesn't care that she's putting the basket on his ground. He's makna to her the basket, the ground underneath the basket, and therefore it's not a raya of kelev shelokeach b'shus moicher, because the basket is, even though it's on his property, he's makna that piece of the land underneath the basket. So Teisa asked the question, very nice, he's makna to her, but she never made a kinyan on the land. She has to be kind of the land underneath the basket. She's not kind of that piece of land underneath the basket, so even though he doesn't mind, but he has to be kind of. She doesn't belong to her yet. So Teisa gives the teretz, whatever teretz Teisa gives. But the raya, the Marit says, is wait a second. The fact that she's able to put the basket on his land, So that should be usage of the land. So that alone should be a kinyan. Nevertheless, Tosfos says, no, it's not enough of a kinyan. Why? Because you need no gadol paratz. Even though he says, okay, you can put your basket on my property, that's not good enough. It still would be considered his property. Why? If he lets her take her basket and put it on his property, clearly she's having usage of the property, and clearly, according to the Machne Ephraim, it should be considered that the land underneath it doesn't belong to him anymore, it belongs to her, because she has a right to put the basket on his land. Since Tosfos says, no, you still need a kinyan chazaka, and she has to actually be kinyan that land, so clearly the Ma'arit holds that there's no such concept as being kinyan something through his shtamshes. Even if she puts the basket on his property, and he gives her a shus, that doesn't mean the land underneath it belongs to her. And therefore the Ma'arit says, I disagree with the Machne Ephraim, and clearly you have to make a separate kinyan chazaka. Clear what the Raya from the Marit says. Oh, comes along the Nesivos.
Aren't they married though? I mean, she's kind of back to him because they're still married.
That's why it belongs to him. The basket is her basket, but the land belongs to him.
But everything that's hers is his.
Yeah, but not the basket. The basket somebody gave to her. I'm not saying about the Shuzba. The land is his land. She's sitting in his land. The question is that if he says, okay, you can put your basket on my property. And according to what we said before, that should mean that the property underneath the basket belongs to her because she has usage of it. So why is Tosfos saying she has to make a kinyan? She doesn't have to make a kinyan. That is the kinyan. So clearly Tosfos does not hold of the Ma'arit and says that you don't need a kinyan because you do need a separate kinyan. That's the Ma'arit's raya that doesn't hold of the svar. Comes along the Nesivos. And Nesivos says a very important concept. He said like this. He says that In 5b, he said like this. He says that since all we're talking about over here is usage of the item, right? We're not talking about ownership of the item. It's usage of the land. You want that land, you want to put your car in the other person's spot. So all you're having is a tashmish, a usage, a shimush of that piece of land. You're only using the property. You're not having ownership in the property. You're only having usage of the property. Says in the Sivas, since it's only a shibut, meaning that I tell you, okay, for the next 30 days, you can put your car in my parking spot, I'm not giving anything to you, it's only a shibut, says in the Sivas, in such a case, it's enough that I tell you, okay, you can use it, and the fact that you're using it, it's going to be a kinyan. But Nesivos says, it's not going to be a kinyan that you own it. It's only for the usage. Now that Nesivos goes like the Rambam, but he says that the whole Rambam, the Rambam is talking about, that you actually own it. The Nesivos says, doesn't mean you own it, but it means if you put your car in my spot, so then I tell you, okay, you can use my spot, and you own my spot, but only to put your car there. You have no other ownership. I'm not giving you any ownership. I'm not giving you bailus that if something falls in there, it belongs to you. Chas v'shalom. Since all you want is usage, so usage I'm giving you. But I'm not more than that. And therefore, yes, you own the land underneath it, but you only own the land for the usage of putting your car there, for nothing else. And therefore, if a get falls there, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to him. If something happens, it all belongs to the first person. All you have a right is ownership in order to be able to use it. So the Nesivos does say, So the Nesivos does say, like we said before, that meaning that if you put your car in somebody else's, if somebody gives permission and you put your car in somebody's spot, so the second you put the car in the spot, that is ownership. And you're allowed to put your car in that spot for whatever time you made up. Why? Because by putting the car in the spot, that is ownership. Ownership, but what? Only for usage of the space. For nothing more. If it's anything else, you have no right to that. Why? Because since all you want from me is usage, then that can be moichel. I can say, okay, fine, you have the usage. By using it, it belongs to you. But you only have the space only for the usage of the item, for nothing else. But you have it for usage, which means that if after, for example, after a day that you put the car on the spot, the other guy says, I'm sorry, I'm retracting, it's too late. Once you put it over there, you have ownership for the full 30 days. If, let's say, this car that you have disappears, gets stolen, are you allowed to put a new car there, Michael?
No.
Absolutely, you're allowed to. Because you own that spot for usage.
Yeah,
Not for that car.
Yeah.
No, you gave it to me for 30 days for usage of putting a car. You don't own it. You can't be kind of get with it. It's not your chatzer, but you have usage for it. The Nesivah agrees.
Usage for that car, he said.
Doesn't make a difference. Usage to put a car there. That I rented it from, and even without paying, without any kinyan, I have bilus in that. And therefore, Halach Lemaiseh, according to Nesivah, and that's Halach Lemaiseh, disagrees with the Maritz. If you go and put your ladder according to somebody else's, you put it leaning on somebody else's house, right? And I ask you, Michael, is it okay? You know, whenever I do work, I need to use the side of your house to put the ladder. They say, yeah, no problem. The second you did it, then every time you want it, you can do it. Because you gave me bilus usage for whenever I want to put my ladder over there, and I own that spot in order for the usage. It doesn't mean that I can put a hook over there and do something else with it, but in order to, whatever I got the permission for, whatever you makna for me usage, that's bilus, and you cannot retract from that. And that's halach lemaisa, that you own part of the other person's thing for the usage.
So I'm wondering the Nesivus does make, it's more mistaken to say like the Nesivus. On the other hand, it's also a tremendous chiddush.
It's also the chiddush. I know it's a big chiddush.
It's a tremendous chiddush. I mean, to say that you own it for this, but not for that. In other words, in that case, it would be a woman. If you want to get into it,
it would not be kind.
It would not be kind.
Absolutely not.
Where else do you have a concept like this of such limited ownership of anything?
That's, Nesiva says, it's usage. Now, one second. We're going to get to the best part of Nesiva says. Now that he says, and by the way, that explains the Gemara. He says, the Gemara that says, the Tosfos says, when you put the get, right, into the basket, and then Tosfos says, well, even though the person allowed you to put the basket on the ground, you still have to make a kinyan on the karka. You know why? Because you don't just want to own the land in order to put your basket there. You want to own the land in order to get a get. You want that a get which falls on the in the basket on the land belongs to you. That's a kinyan chatzer. That you need a special nol gadol parat. That's not usage of the land just for the basket. That's usage of the land for the basket and to be kind of kinyan chatzer. That you didn't have your permission. That you don't have.
And you can't put a get in the car.
What was that?
You couldn't put a get in the car. You roll down the window and stick a get in the car. It's the same thing as putting it in the basket.
Oh, no. Yeah, one second. The halacha is you could, because Caleb shalokeach kainu b'shus meicha. That's a teretz, that it works, because there's a special halacha, that your keli will be kainu for whoever it is. That, yes. But to say that land is yours, chas v'shalom. If you move away the car, could you put a get over there? Definitely not.
What?
According to the Rambam, you would be able to. You own it for 30 days. According to Rambam, right, halacha l'maisa, according to the Rambam, after you move out the car from the spot, could you let your kids play over there in that spot?
Is it within the 30 days?
Within the 30 days. According to the Rambam, could you let your kids play in the spot?
Yeah.
Could you make a yard sale in the spot?
The guy who
put the car there, rents the spot.
Yes, yes.
The red spot. Yeah, and according to Nesivus, probably not. Maybe not. Maybe it's not the same usage. Definitely not for Kinyan Chatzar. Definitely not for Kinyan Chatzar. After the car is gone, could you put a get in that spot? Definitely not. According to the Rambam, yes. According to Nesivus, no.
What's the case of the Rashba for the whole Kiddush?
The Rashbam is talking about a case where we say that if you the case of the Rashbam. Another, why did the Rashbam have to say that you own part of the land?
Right. That was the where we start from.
I think the case was that you wanted to be kinda something. Maybe with the kalim of, I have to look it up. I think the kalim, the item that you put over there, something that you want to be kinda. Whose reshus is it called? Is it reshus? Moicha is a shus lekech. So the Rashbam says it's not the reshus of the moicha. It's the reshus of lekech.
Right,
why? Because he's the one who put it there. Exactly.
But according to the Sivas, it doesn't make, you don't even need that. Why are you going through this whole exercise? In other words, what's the concept of him owning that piece of land, even in a limited sense? I'm renting the spot, so you put your car.
But they can't be
my land, then you're putting your car.
Yeah. You're right. But
so what's
very big enough convenience. I told you, if I take my car out and my car gets stolen, could I put another car there? Absolutely. You want to retract? You didn't make any kingdom. Could you retract? No, you can't. You own the land.
Doesn't make a difference.
Yes, it does.
You don't own the land. You take your car away. According to the Zivas, the owner has to put the land back.
No, but you can.
Because
you
only rented.
You, one second.
Put your car there.
But you can put another car there.
Says who?
Why not? I rent you for 30 days for my car. Usage of the car.
We're going to hone it down to say,
no,
you're
so
renting
no,
with this
no,
car
for,
this
for whatever,
when
so Nesiva says,
there,
when Nesiva says, Nesiva says, whatever the shimush is, whatever the shimush is. Nesiva's not talking about that concept.
No,
one second.
You have your children,
the bigger chiddush,
probably not.
No.
But then why should you be able to put another car
that's
there?
Because that's usage of the car. I gave you a spot to park your car. Maybe that's also. Stewie, come to the interior. The animal will see. Is that the same usage? Not the same usage. But I'm telling you, chatzar, clearly not. You can't say Jewish for king of chatzar. You probably can't say yours for something else either. Usage, to put a car there, probably yes. In other words, that's one chiddush in Sivis. One second. There's another chiddush in Sivis. That's a bigger chiddush. That's a more important chiddush. And but to you, that's simple. The Marit disagrees. But according to the Sivis, Alach Lemaisa, once you put your car there, even for 1 hour, then you cannot retract anymore. You didn't make any kinyan. You didn't pay any money. You didn't make any kinyan on the chatzah. You didn't do anything. You just parked your car there one time. Boom. You are kinyan for the next 30 days, and you cannot retract. Very important chiddush halach lemaisa. The Nesiva says regarding seats in a shul. The Nesiva says it's good we have a small crowd tonight. But Nesiva says regarding seats in a shul. So Nesiva says seats in a shul. There's no ownership on the seat. Nobody really. I'm not giving you a kinyan haguf in the seat. All I'm taking is usage at this place. I can sit in this seat. Says Nesiva, if it's only a tashmishin, if it's only a shimush, then once you sit in the seat, that's enough of a kinyan to be kinder that you'll have to sit in that seat. So Halacha Lemaisa, the Nesiva says that once you sit in the shul says, okay, if the shul makes a policy that no seats are kavur, it's one thing. But once the shul makes a policy that if you sit in a seat, then you own that seat or whatever it is, then even if you sit there one time, then that's a chazakah of sitting in a seat, and that's ownership on the seat. Why? You didn't make any kinyan, you didn't pick up the seat, you didn't pay for it, you didn't make a shtar, it doesn't make a difference. Once you are using it, the seat, you have a stamshus on the seat, since seat is also not a full ownership, because after all, the bailus belongs to the shul, it belongs to the people, it belongs to the keilah, but all you want is a usage, then if all you want from something is usage, then by using it once, that's considered a dumb maisa kinyan, and you cannot be chosen.
But if it's stamdas, they're not machui either way. In other words, they don't have a rule one way or the other, then what would it be if you used it?
What do you mean? If then, well, that's, you know, this whole thing is only this das machne. If I'm willing to give it to you, if I'm willing to give it to you, there's nothing.
No, the shul has no policy. It's not like they said that every seat is somebody's, or they didn't say the other way.
That's the shul.
That's the shul. That's
our one halakha l'maaseh.
Come on, Ty. Yes. One thing, Mati, you're waiting longer.
According to the Rambam, the person who's putting that their piece of their whatever in their property. He's saying I'm taking it for 30 days.
Yes.
Or he's just putting it down.
No. It's only what you made up.
Okay, so the other person's agreeing to it then.
Yes.
So then why is there a problem?
Because what kinyan did I make? I changed my mind. What did I do?
You put it in the property.
So what? Because you put in property, it cannot be chayiv.
Yeah,
that's a big chiddush. The maritz is not like that. If not put in the sivus, then I'll say pasuk chat. Okay, Mati, do me a favor. I want to really, you know, I'm going to be on vacation. You're going to be on vacation. It's okay if I use your driveway, you know, for the next month. Yes. Mati says, yeah, no problem, Rabbi. So I, yeah, one thing, no problem, right? No problem. Absolutely. Did I make a kinyan? No. Did I make a star? No. But you're going to pay me. Of course I'm going to pay you eventually. Make a star? No. Make a kinyan? Nothing. I put it there for an hour. Something happened to your plan. Say, you know, Rabbi, I came back. I want to retract. I don't want you using my driving. Too late. Not yours anymore. It belongs to me. I have uses for the next 30 days. You cannot retract. Where's the kinyan? That's pasha for you? In Chesh Mishra, you need a kinyan. You need a star. But you come to the interior. You want your property back. I said, I'm sorry. You didn't make any kinyan.
Kinyan chazaki. I use it. I park my car.
But that's what we learned tonight. That there's such a concept as using it as a kinyan chazaka. We never saw such a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is there? Michael, is it such a concept? It's a chiddush. That's a chiddush of Nesivis. I just want to go one step further. The choice says this chiddush of Nesivis, but he argues on Nesivis. He goes like the Rambam, and he says, if you have usage, he says, that's full ownership. He wants to say, atkei kach, if you have usage, not only it's full ownership, he says, that you can be kind of everything in that property, in that spot, but atkei kach, that the original owner has no rights to it. The original owner, if he wants to accept the get, he has no bias in it anymore. In other words, the excise takes this Nesivis, but he argues in Nesivis. He doesn't say there's a halacha of usage and nothing else, just that limited thing. The Ksais agrees with the Rambam. He says it's full usage, not just full usage, but you have ownership. Atzkedekach, that I can be kind of something with a kinya chatzar in that piece. When my car is out, then something falls in that parking spot. They're going to the Ksais. Who does it belong to? The guy who put the car there. Atzkedekach, he's halacha lemaisa. That's what he says, that you can be kind of, and therefore he says, you can be kind of with the kinyan chatzar. He says, not only that, but he says, but you have no right to be kind of with the kinyan chatzar. Because since I have usage on it, then excludes your usage, and therefore if something falls in it, it does not belong to you.
So if the market was a lady, so then and her husband too, to get into that spot?
It would work according to that. What's he going to do with Tysus? Don't know. But that's where the Tysus learns. Based on that, the Tysus asks, back, that's how Kant ties into our Gemara. He asks in our Gemara, how does it work when the person gives a cow? to the shomer, and he tells the shomer, okay, if you pay me, then sha'achas samach l'gneiva. It's going to belong to you. Says the Chassid, wait a second. Since I put the cow in your field, and therefore, not only I have usage of the field, but it belongs to me, and therefore that land underneath the cow belongs to me, then how could I tell you, sha'achas kaidim l'gneiva, that it belongs to you? How are you going to be kinder? You need a kinyan chatzah, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to me. The chatzah belongs to me, says Exais, it belongs to me, doesn't belong to you. How are you going to be kinder to the parah? Sha'achas kaidim l'gneiva, after all, there's no kinyan chatzah because it doesn't belong to you. Says Exais, the reason is because that Rashi said last week. Since Rashi says that when do you tell him that it's going to belong to you? You tell him all the way in the beginning that if you pay for it, then shachas will belong to you. Says that's if the nifkad is telling the mafkid, okay, the kark underneath it belongs to you, but only until shachas comes like neva. In other words, just like for 30 days, you can make up that it belongs to the other person for 30 days, but after 30 days it reverts back to you. Say if I tell you b'shas mesira that it's going to belong to you until samach l'gneiva, then at the time of samach l'gneiva, that point, it was never yours anymore. It reverts back to me, the chatzar, and if it reverts back to me, I can be kayum with the kinyan chatzar. That is why, that's how the Chassid explains, that is the reason why Rashi had to learn different than a mashal. Remember last week,
said those three words, b'shas shemasai.
Exactly, and that's what Rashi has to say. Even when we say samach l'gneiva, why Rashi has to say b'shas shemasai? Why does Rashi have to say b'shas shemasai? Why do you have to say b'shas shemasai? Why can you say it as if I said it right before the gneiva? Right before Gneva, it's too late, because since it belongs to me, the chatzar, because the Chassid holds that the part underneath is usage, means not just usage, but it belongs to me, and you cannot be kind with the king of chatzar, so it's too late at that point to say that it belongs to you. Therefore, Rashi says, over in the beginning you tell him, okay, if you ever want to pay me for it, then the pikadim is only up until that point. So it's like I'm giving you for 30 days. After 30 days, the chatzar belongs back to you. So here also, at the time of the Gneva, a minute before the Gneva, when it's going to, you're going to pay for it, it's going to belong to you, that's when the pikadim is finished, and therefore the chatzar reverts back to your rishus, then you are going to be kinder the para with your chatzar. Because it is your chatzar at that point, because the only pikadim was only given up until that point, and that's what Rashi has to argue on the mashal. That is how we tie this whole concept in. Well, we basically learned a very important chiddush. Halach l'maisi, we learned that you can be kinder schirus, rental place of something, you can be kinder without any kinyan whatsoever, with no chazaka, no kesef, no shtar, just by hishtamshus. There's a machlekes between the Chassidim and the Sivis. How much of hishtamshus do you have to, what this bailus of hishtamshus, what does it give you? According to the Sivis, it only gives you usage of that place, but you cannot retract, it belongs to you, and only for that type of usage. But once you don't have that usage, you can't use it for anything else, and you can't have any kinyonim in the chatzar. You want to know, Stewie, if I rent you the thing for a parking spot, if I can have my kids play there or not, if that's considered the same usage, not the same usage, maybe yes, maybe no, I don't know. But something which is not usage, you can't. In other words, if something falls into that place, not in your car, it does not belong to you. Clearly not, because you only have usage. The Chassid goes a step further. The Chassid disagrees with the Sivis and goes a step further and says, almost like the Rambam. And the Chassid says that when you own it not just for the usage, but you own it for that time period. And if something would fall into that chatzar, even if the car is not there, it would belong to you because you have bailus in it.
Now, how would that work, let's say, according to the Rambam, how would that work, let's say, if it's not car? Meaning, let's say, I rent a metal pool to you. How would that work?
Well,
does anything wear the metal? No.
What do you mean? Rent metal is the same thing.
No. When you rent metal, you do the kinyan by mishichah.
Oh, yeah.
But does that also mean that wherever the metal goes, that you own that bar? In other words, let's say I rent a basket from you.
So I'm not renting your place. I'm renting your car. So I'm renting your what's name? I'm renting your basket. So I take it to my possession.
So does that mean wherever the?
Of course not. Of course not. Because it's my possession. I take it with me to my house.
I rent
in your house. I'm renting your house. I'm having usage of your house. Yes, right. If I'm renting something which has to be in a certain place. For example, Michael, I'm renting your washing machine.
Right.
Correct? So I'm by definition, renting a washing machine means I'm renting a washing machine, and the land that's underneath it, you're going to let me have it, because otherwise I'm not going to be able to use the washing machine. I'm not taking it to my possession. Same law would apply, presumably. Right. Yes?
Just to clarify, I thought the Rambam was only talking about a case of true ownership as opposed to rental, and that it wasn't clear that he would say that the same would apply to a rental situation.
Right. The Sais says it by rental.
Right, so we have to, and then there's a machlok is whether he would extend it to a rental. But the Rambam himself
is talking about bailus, yes, ownership. But the Ksoi says this, I mean, I just brought you the Rambam to understand the concept. The Ksoi says that Schirus, you'd actually have ownership of that place. That is the Machlokes in Ksoi and Sivis, very important halacha, halacha lemaisa. Next week we're going to go back to the concepts of Hamatkits. Sure.